We continue looking at Surah Al-Hadid. And now we move on to the 11th verse of Surah Al-Hadid. In our segment yesterday, we discussed a very important concept, and that was the concept with regards to the infallibility of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and the fact that there may have been errors of judgment that they committed, but to say that a Sahabi had committed a sin and died in that condition, that is totally incorrect. Yes, they may have committed errors at times, but because of the companionship of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the good deeds that they did living alongside him when they left this world, we now speak about them in glowing terms, saying radiyallahu ta'ala anhum wa radwan, that Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says wa kullu wa'ada Allahu al-husna, Allah has promised Jannah for every one of them. It is inconceivable to think that a Sahabi would go to the fire of Jahannam, and that is an important aspect that has to be highlighted in this climate where people promote attacking, vilifying and critiquing the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Now as we move on to verse number 11 from Surah Al-Hadid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts forth a question. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ وَلَهُ أَجْرٌ كَرِيمٌ. Who is he who will give Allah a good loan and Allah will double it for him and he shall have a noble reward? Subhanallah, look at the word that is used here, a loan. Hazrat Shah Sahib rahimahumullah says that the word loan, qarz, in this context refers to spending for the sake of jihad. And if you do so, it will acquire riches and a higher rank for the person in the year after. And this is the meaning of receiving a double reward, because there's no interest usually between the master and his servant. What Allah gives is Allah's already, and what He does not give also belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now let us understand this verse in the context of the previous verses that led up to this particular verse. There were a number of verses that were part and parcel of the discussion, which focus on the aspect of spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about those who spend before the conquest of Makkah and those who spend after the conquest of Makkah, and that they can never be the same. And then Allah exhorts us towards giving a good loan. Now Allah says, or in fact Allah asks, who is it that will lend to Allah a beautiful loan so that Allah may multiply it for him? Remember, Allah is the creator. Allah is the master of man. Allah is the creator and master of the wealth that man possesses. And when man spends his wealth for Allah's pleasure, Allah refers to this as a beautiful loan, and that He will multiply it and reward man for this. We need to understand that Allah has no need for man's wealth. And man does only himself a favor by spending in a worthy cause. The wealth that Allah has exhorted man to spend belongs to Allah. And the direct benefit of the spent wealth accrues to man himself. Despite that, it is out of the beneficence of Allah that Allah multiplies the spender's reward a minimum of 700 times and even more than that. So what does giving a beautiful loan entail? We mentioned Shah Sahib says it is spending in jihad. Others say that it's spending halal wealth and spending it happily for the sake of Allah. Now there is a narration in Sahih al-Muslim in which it is stated that when the last third of the night remains, Allah proclaims, Al min da'in, is there anyone who is supplicating to me, fa astajibu lahu, that I may respond to him. Hal min sa'ilin, is there anyone asking so that I may grant him his request? Allah says, who shall beg for his forgiveness so that I may forgive him? Allah says, who shall give a loan to one who has everything and who does not oppress? Who shall give a loan to that being who has everything and will not oppress. That is the announcements that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make at this time of the day, or that time of the night. Allah makes an announcement that who is there who will give a loan to that being who already has everything and does not oppress. And these announcements continue until the dawn. Allah says that the loan should be given to the one who has everything, so that no person thinks that Allah is in need of his wealth. It is only the spender who stands to gain. Nothing spent in Allah's way is wasted, because the reward will certainly accrue in the year after. Subhanallah. That is how kind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to us. So we need to ask ourselves that, are we ready to give a loan for the sake of Allah? And it may come in different forms. It may be in the form of spending on yourself, going out in the path of Allah for Jamaat, going to spend time by your spiritual mentor, even, you know, taking a drive to attend the weekly majlis, putting the petrol in your car. That is also spending in the path of Allah. Taking a drive to attend your ta'lim, that is also spending in the path of Allah, the petrol that is being used. Similarly, spending on your masjid, spending on dini activities, spending on those organizations that are doing dini work, that is all part of giving a good loan, a beautiful loan, for which Allah will reward from up to 10 times more than 700 folds and more than that even. That is the kindness, that is the compassion, that is the magnificence, that is beneficence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who spend freely in His path.